night like city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So
Beaver, it is. Well, that's a great song, by the way. I will maintain that Elvis Presley has the best staying power of any of the rock and rollers out there. There's no, I mean, some people say the Beatles, some people say the Rolling Stones. Why are you reading the Sargent County Monitor or whatever the heck it's called, Jerky?
It's the Teller.
The Teller? The yeah. Sargent County Teller.
Yeah.
What's happening down there in Sargent County?
Well, schools received a $10,000 Monsanto grant. Fair board's discussing improvements. Former SC resident turns 101, Sargent County. Transportation issues, top Sargent County agenda. We're looking for leads. Every
looking
turn.
For leads on stories.
Sure.
What
sure.
is the lead story? Did you read the lead story? The lead story is homecoming royalty crowned at Milner North Sargent.
Yeah. See? Yep.
Jenny Kleingartner took the photo. And there's a photo of the...
I think I know her grandparents.
The homecoming game, North Sargent's King, Walter Raggy? I apologize, Walter and family. W-R-A-G-E.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to call and tell me that I'm mispronouncing his name, I'll gladly admit that and pronounce it correctly. But the queen is Carissa Kemple. They took a ride around the football field as part of the halftime activities. Right during the middle of the football game.
He's got his uniform on.
Yeah, he's got his uniform. He took the break from the football game and rode around in the homecoming float.
It was during a TV timeout. That's allowed.
There's no TV timeout. Get out of town. There was no TV timeout. Get out of town. There you go. Way to be ready, Pinto, with your finger on the trigger there, big guy. 4 o'clock, four pack.
I think I know her grandparents. Oh, no. The photo by Jenny Kleingartner.
Yeah, I said she took the photo.
Oh, that could be her parents. They go to with us sometimes on trips.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Acapulco and Mazatlan and
no.
those types of places.
Puerto Vallarta this
oh,
year.
Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
Number four on the four-pack, Jerky.
Well, Jack and Sandy going along.
What?
This is the 13th or 14th time we've done it. You've
Jeez.
Heard it. You've heard about it.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
Fill that baby up every year, huh?
Yeah. Number one.
No, number four. We go reverse
that
order.
Really?
Yeah.
When did we start that? 3.5 years ago?
4.5 years
is
ago,
that what
actually.
It is?
Yeah, it's been that long.
No, you
yes.
haven't been here that long.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm in my fifth year.
How about that door I fixed on Friday?
Not squeaky anymore.
No, it isn't.
Nope. Number four on the list. Did you see that little tidbit that this isn't the number four? Did you see that? I have to send you the link. Johnny Carson. There's a great website out there called Deadspin.com.
Deadspin.com. Yes.
There's a little tidbit on there today that they dug up out of a book about Johnny Carson. That's a new book on the market. And how Johnny Carson found out his second wife was stepping out on him. Was cheating on him. Yeah. You know who she was cheating with?
I don't know.
Frank Gifford.
Really?
Yes! Oh, it's a great story.
Really?
Can't really read it on the air because it's a little bit saucy,
mm-hmm.
but I'll send you the link. It's
Whoa.
Great. Oh,
Frank
yeah.
Frank Gifford. And he was playing ball at those times. Or was he done?
I think he's probably done. He's probably on it, just doing the yellow blazer, mustard blazer
sure.
Monday Night Football stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
She had an apartment that Johnny didn't know about.
Ooh.
Had pictures of Frank hanging on the wall in the secret apartment. Johnny found out about it. Took his lawyer with him. What's that guy's name? Bushkin. He really had a lawyer named Bushkin. Remember Bombastic Bushkin?
Yes, I do.
Johnny Carson's lawyer really was named Bushkin. Anyway, check it out, deadspin.com. Number four on our list today, Jergy, Dateline New Haven, Connecticut. This is disgusting. Somebody at Yale University is in a case of who dung it. It's in the AP story. It's in the AP story.
Who dung it?
Oh. Is putting human feces inside clothes dryers at Yale University.
Like the public dryers that the students could use?
Yes, let me read the lead. Yale University hopes to solve a case of who dung it by identifying the stinker who has been soiling students' laundry by sticking human feces inside clothes dryers. The culprit has been dubbed The pooperator. No, no. What's perpetrator? Pooperator, whatever.
Yeah, I'd say.
Pooperator.
Yep.
And is being blamed for at least 4 incidents in the past month in the laundry room at Saybrook College. Any comment?
I have none.
Where do you go with that one?
I don't know. It harkens me back to your sports columnist days when it wasn't exactly like that. But, you know, you always were you were going to get the story when you were a writer and you were a columnist, and you were always going to get it. And I know, well, when you first started here, I asked, Mike, how did you come up with these stories and these crazy ideas? And you had all these sources. And you told me once that sometimes you've got to rummage through soiled gym bags to get it. And it's always stuck with me. So I think you did.
No. Here was the story. You asked me why I seem to always write so many negative columns about the Vikings.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm just being honest, giving my honest opinion. But I said, you know, it doesn't help when you're standing in the middle of the Vikings locker room for the first time waiting to get an interview with somebody. And you stand in the wrong place and you stand by the laundry basket. The laundry bin in the middle of the Vikings locker room.
And they keep throwing stuff.
And they keep throwing soiled jock straps and everything else at you. And
I really didn't like you back in those days. Because you were so anti-Viking.
Didn't know you were crazy about me now.
Well.
Not sure anybody is.
Starting to grow on me.
Like a rash. Like a fungus. Number 3, Jerky. How does this happen? How does it happen?
I don't know.
That a 9-year-old sneaks on a flight at the Minneapolis International Airport and gets on a flight to Las Vegas.
Well, he took light rail to the airport.
Well, he did, yes. But he didn't have a boarding pass. He didn't have a ticket. Nope. He didn't have luggage. He had nothing.
He got by TSA and he got by Delta.
Yes.
Now, I know you always fly private, but the last time I was at the airport, you go through TSA. They check your ID. They look at your boarding pass. And then once you get through that and you take off your shoes and your belt and your watch and anything else that might have metal in it, then you go, when you finally get to the gate, the gate agent scans your ticket.
Yeah, I know.
I have no idea how this boy snuck by both those checkpoints. I just don't. And then he was at the airport. This happened last Thursday. Mm-hmm. Flew to Las Vegas on a Delta flight. Halfway through the flight, they said, is he with anybody? Is he on the unescorted minor list? No. Wasn't with anybody. And then it turns out he was there Wednesday. They have him on video at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport dining.
Just hanging out.
He was dining, and he had lunch at a restaurant. They have him on video. And he told the waitress, or the server, I guess, that he had to go to the restroom. So he left and then stiffed him for the bill. He had taken someone's bag off carousel.
Yeah,
so there was a bag sitting there. So I think she thought, well, he's not going to leave his bag. He'll come back and pay his bill. He didn't. And then got on a flight the next day. His parents, they didn't know where he was.
This guy's a conniver. I mean, to think it through that you're going to take a bag and leave it so that they think you're coming, that's a pretty smart little 9-year-old. He's street smart.
He was turned over to the police in Vegas. Since he's a minor, we don't know if he's being returned to Minnesota, or eventually, I assume he will.
Hope so. He's 9.
Hopefully. You don't think they'll just put him on another flight.
Here you go, kid. Jump on the flight back to Minneapolis.
So, TSA and the airport people are investigating. I don't know how you get by the security links.
Maybe he's a cute little street urchin, and they just thought, "Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, just you go ahead there, Buster."
I think somebody's gonna be in trouble over
I
there
think
at some
that,
level.
I hope so.
But you fly private, so you really don't.
No, I don't. Used to fly private a lot back in a former life.
You just get on the plane and go.
Back in a former life, I did it a lot. Actually,
did. Yes, you did.
Good way to live.
Yes, it is.
Number 2.
No.
Champagne flights.
Yep.
Jeff Kolpak.
Uh-huh.
Number 2 on our list today. A man, what's his name? Jason Day.
He's from out of state, isn't he?
Yeah, Ypsilanti, Michigan. Ypsilanti. Ypsilanti, Michigan. Defeated 8 other competitors Saturday in a bacon-eating contest in the lovely burg of Grand Forks, North Dakota. He wolfed down 27 slices of bacon in 2 minutes.
I like bacon.
I love bacon.
I do. And when I was told this morning, I saw the story that he'd ate 27, or wolfed down, as they
wolfed
were.
Down.
I thought, well, I can eat 27 pieces of bacon. I could. I'd be full.
In 2 minutes.
But I don't know if I could do it in 2 minutes. I get to about 10, maybe 15 in 2 minutes, and that might be it. So I guess it generated interest in Happy Harry's, what was a beer festival. Now it's beer
and
bacon.
The beer and bacon festival.
Apparently goes well together. I don't know.
You think? Would there be a better combination than that?
I never thought of it.
Hello, Hal Gershman. Can you move one of these to Fargo, please?
I'll bet they do.
I bet we can. So,
congratulations. What did he win?
A trophy with a pig on top.
Oh, he wanted that, too. We've got this stuffed pig in here. What is that? Why is that in here?
Why is that in here, Pinto? Why is that dirty stuffed pig? Is that a Shauna thing?
This pig?
That pig.
Is that a...
That's
a Wilbur.
Large pig right
it's
between
Wilbur.
You
oh,
that's, is that a mini Wilbur?
Yeah, it's a mini Wilbur. He just stays with us throughout the year.
Oh.
Does he have a slot in his back? Well, it's a stuffed animal, but it looks like a piggy bank.
Well, it does. It's a stuffed piggy bank. Yeah, he's in here. I wondered why that pig was in here. I see. Okay, good. Makes sense now.
I made a pig pillow once in junior high school.
Did you?
Yeah. Yep. Eighth.
In home ec?
Yep. Yep. Eighth grade.
Is that right?
Central Junior High School.
Is that
back
right?
Back in the old days when you had to take home ec. We called it home ec in those days.
That's what we called it.
And you had to, I think now it's some politically correct term.
Right.
But yeah, no, we had to sew something. And you had a choice between a shirt and a pair of pants, whatever. And I said, well, I can't sew. I'll make this pillow. And so they gave you that, and I made a pig pillow. Blue. My sister still has it.
Really?
Yes.
Blue.
Blue. I just thought I'd tell you that. Okay. The shirt I tried to sew was going to be a velour shirt, maroon velour, with one of those cool ring zippers on it, like
an old bowling type of style shirt. Yeah.
Didn't turn out so well. One side was bigger. It just didn't work out. Number, that's a very interesting story.
It is, yes.
Number one.
Number one.
Josh Freeman.
Yes.
Who has never eaten 27 pieces of bacon in 2 minutes, nor has he made a pig pillow, is the new quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, Jerky. He signed a one-year deal with your ball club out of the Twin Cities.
The exiled Tampa Bay quarterback.
Exiled.
That's
love it.
That's the way somebody wrote it here. He will not start this weekend, according to Coach Fraser. Is that right?
Correct.
He'll need time to learn the offense, but he's not.
No,
he's going to be able to compete for the starting job.
He needs to get up to speed
on
the offense.
Is that what they said?
Somebody said, yes.
Okay. But he's going to be given a chance. I'm surprised. $3 million, 1 year?
Yeah.
I was up most of the night watching NFL, and this was tweeted late at night by his agent, right?
It was, yeah.
It said Vikings something. Wow.
Yep, Vikings exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation
so
point.
So I'm kind of surprised. I the way Coach Fraser's talked about Christian Ponder, he's our guy.
He's our man.
He's our man. And
he can't do it. Nobody can.
And so here he is. I don't know.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing? I love it. I think it's great. Pinto thinks it's a joke.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's
really
give a chance.
What does he know, though?
What happened in Tampa Bay this year?
The coach down there, and he and the coach didn't get along. And
there were some side issues, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he miss some meetings?
Missed a meeting.
A team photo.
Yeah, team photo.
Leslie Fraser runs a pretty tight ship, doesn't he?
He does.
So, well, I whatever it takes. You know what they say, just win.
Baby.
Right. So I like Christian Ponder. I think I mentioned his wife when she was in town.
What? Sam Ponder?
Samantha.
You met Sam Ponder?
No, I didn't meet her, but I know somebody who spent the day with her.
What?
And said, no.
Wow.
Professionally.
She's a little more open than Johnny Carson's wife.
It was part of the game day thing.
Oh, the smiley guy.
Yeah.
On the golf cart. Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. No, it wasn't him. It was
a
colleague. But he said she was a wonderful lady, and she was very cordial, very nice, not pretentious at all, and just said that she was...
Salt of the earth.
And
regular gal.
Afterwards, she got in her Land Rover and went home.
Went home and made a casserole down the Twin Cities. Hey, I know, Jergy, that somebody that you and I both know and are both friends with, who we sometimes refer to on the 4-pack, had a loss over the weekend.
Oh,
and
yes.
I think we both want to say our condolences to that person.
Okay.
And he knows who he is.
Right.
A sad situation for him, but We're thinking of Soupy. He's a good guy.
Yes.
So can we do that on the air?
Sure. We just did. So we are. We are. Sorry for your loss there, Soupy.
Okay. Jurgi, thank you. Yep. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director, right here on the Mike McFeely Show.